that I'm not talking about you chose to not eat a day, but that you did not have anything to eat one day of your life. Is there anyone here could say, yes, there was a day in my life? Now, to me, I want to tell you something. That's amazing to me. I think God has done well, don't you, in caring for his people? And we don't need to go out and gamble to try to make sure that we have sufficient food or sufficient clothes. I look back, and I guess the day I came into this world, I didn't have anything on. But that I know of, there's not been a day in my life that I didn't have some kind of clothing to put on. You probably would join me, some of you that are older, you remember back, and I remember back a lot of my clothing. I was the last of 9 children, and a lot of my clothing as growing up were hand-me-downs. Some of them was a little holy. And I don't mean religiously holy. But I never had one day that I didn't have something to put on. And I guess I get so sick and tired of hearing people. And hearing some of these, I'm sorry, some of these younger generation griping and complaining about what they don't have. Now, I'm sorry, I get tired of it. Not a day, not one day in my whole life have I ever not had a clothes to put on or a shelter of some kind. The house I grew up in didn't have any insulation in it. The wind blew pretty readily around the windows. And some of you could probably say, amen, Brother Ross. But you know what? I don't ever remember freezing. I was kept decently warm. My mama used to wrap the old irons up in a cloth and put them down at our feet when we went to bed. But I don't ever remember being froze. Now, to me, I think what we better do is get back to saying, God, thank you for your wonderful grace and your wonderful goodness, not what we don't have, but all that we've had all these many, many years. And so I'm saying to you, if you want to glorify God, we could stand and glorify God and call out his name and thank God for everything he's done for us for the rest of our lives and never, never do it enough. We don't need to gamble. We don't need to take chances that we might make more money. Everyone here has sufficient. I'm just saying, sufficient. You made it. Have a feeling you've probably eaten breakfast this morning. Don't know, but if you didn't, it's probably because you chose not to. Amen? So I guess I just wanted to remind you, the things that we do in life are to glorify God Almighty. And that principle alone ought to be enough to take care of the fact whether we want to spend time and money in gambling or not. You see, that which God gives us, I want to read you some verses in 1 Peter 4, verses 8 and 10. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man, just a minute, well, I've goofed up here somewhere. I'll be glad when I can see better. But anyway, it talks about the gifts that God has given us. And I think that one of the principles that I find out is this. Most human beings today, most Christians today, do not really believe that everything they have belongs to God. We think it's ours. Folks, there is nothing we have that is ours. It belongs to the Lord. And what God expects us to do, He expects us to be stewards. Good stewards of that which He's given us. No matter what it is you and I have, doesn't make any difference. It really don't belong to us. It belongs to Him first. I have a house down there, but it isn't mine. I drove in here in a car, but it isn't mine. He's only lent it to me. And if we, as a principle of living for God, if we could just understand that anything that we have, we are but just stewards of that. Okay? Now, do you think it would be a good stewardship if we went out and took that which belongs to God and gamble with it? Spend it on a lottery ticket. Do you think that would be a right and proper thing? Well, of course it wouldn't. And I tell you, if you'll learn the principle, in all seriousness, if you'll learn that principle that I just told you about, that you and I do not own anything. It's only lent to us. And we are to be stewards over it. It'll change your life. Absolutely change your life. It'll change the way you spend when you go into a store, because you're spending His money. I mean, do we understand? Am I just getting over a little bit? It really is. It's stewardship. God expects us to be very, very careful with that which we have, which God has given us, and to use it very, very, very wisely. The old principle, and I've taught it a lot of times in my Christian life, but the old principle is, as you see people running out of money today and having problems with money, and they'll say, God did not provide for me. He did not give me enough. Well, yeah, He did. You just misspent it. Yeah, He did. You just misspent it. You see, if you will listen to the Lord and spend money accordingly as God directs and not what our whims and wants are, you'll be surprised what God can do. Amen? Amen. So we're stewards of that which God gives us, and He expects us to be stewards. All right. The giving of an account unto the Lord is another principle that God that ought to awaken us. You and I both know that there's coming a day when we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I'm talking about Christians, the judgment seat of Christ, and we will give an account of that which we have done in the body. Every single one of us will. You will. I will. That ought to be enough to help us to be very careful on what we do with that which God has given us. Everyone will stand in account. Don and I won't stand together. We'll stand separately before the Lord. Now, how did we handle things? Did we take that which was God's and take it out and what we would call gamble it? Are you just understanding a little bit? Understand? You see, that's so important, because there is coming a day when you and I will stand before the Lord. I look forward to the coming of Christ, but sometimes I don't look too forward to the judgment seat. He's going to judge righteously, not what I think. He's going to judge righteously, perfectly, So what did I do? What did I not do? Did I give to the poor when I had opportunity to? Or did I just hoard up money? Amen? Did I just hoard it up and put it aside and hoard it up so that I could have a big abundance of money? Or did I use that for the glory of God? See, these are principles that one of these days you and I will have to stand before the Lord and give an account for. Amen? And so I guess I really am just kind of wanting to put these principles out there so that it'll help you and I to make good decisions. Amen? Because we're all going to stand there. Amen? And they won't be no preference. You're not a respecter of persons. He'll judge righteously. Amen? All right. I think a lot of times about luck. I told my grandson this week, he was down at my place and he was doing something down there, working in my garage, doing something, and he said, Grandpa, I'm a lucky guy. I said, son, listen to me. I didn't let him go any further. There is no such thing as luck. There is no such thing as luck. I don't believe. He said, really? I said, no. God is sovereign. And God is in control. I don't believe in luck. I haven't believed in luck since I really understood the scripture. People still say it sometimes. Well, I was lucky. No, 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 no. No, you wasn't lucky. God is sovereign. God is in control of all things. And I'll read you some scripture here. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. You have to remember, and I have to remember, that everything comes from God. He's the one that disposes. He's the one that determines our life. He is sovereign God, and he can do anything with our life he wishes to do. Anything. We find in James, the fourth chapter, I mentioned this when I was talking earlier, but in the fourth chapter of James, he says, for that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. I try to make it a practice. I don't think I always manage it, but I try to make it a practice to always say, if the Lord will. I think I said that a while ago. If the Lord will, next Sunday we'll start on some of those prophet messages. Could be the rapture will happen before then, and we won't need to teach them. Could be Brother Ross might not be around next week. You understand what? If the Lord will, we'll do this or that. And so I try to use that practice, and I guess what I'm trying to say is it helps us to understand that he's in control. God is in control of our life. You see, we'll have and we'll breathe another breath if it's okay with God. Amen? Yeah, we'll do what we talked about there. If it's okay with God, you see, he's in control. So I might again give you a little principle there. That's a good thing to get in habit of saying when you saying, I'm going to do this. Say, you know, if the Lord will, that's what I'm going to do. If the Lord will. You see, that's a good thing to say because that's what the scripture tells us to do. You know, we all got our plans. We should make plans. Nothing wrong with that. But we should say, if the Lord will, that's what we're going to do, because the Lord is in control. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, God orders our steps. Amen. I've heard a lot of people say, I wish I was rich. I really honestly can say, I think it'd be a bad thing for me to be rich. I think it'd be a bad thing for me to be rich. And let me say, I think it'd be a bad thing for you to be rich. I think it'd be a bad thing. You see, you don't know what money does to people. Riches and things like that do to people. You said, look at all that I could do. Yeah, I know you could mess your life up. with all that money, you see. Be thankful. Just think about what God has done in your life. Have you eaten all these years? Have you had clothes to wear? Had a place to stay? Hasn't God been good? Amen. Amen. You know, I think I told you this. I can't remember, but I was talking about that a while ago. I was thinking this week again about what I was just telling you. I thought, you know, I didn't grow up poor. No, not really. I didn't have all of the frills. I didn't have any of that. None of it. But I had food to eat. I had clothes to wear. Had a place to stay. Whew. How could we say we was poor? Amen? You see, God orders our steps. I look back on my life and I think about it a lot of times, and I think, you know, God, from the very early part of my life, was preparing me to preach the gospel. He really was. And I didn't know it. He preparing me to found Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Yes, he was. But I didn't know it way back then. But that's what he was doing. He had all of those things in order. You see, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. See, not that I'm a good man, only in Christ am I a good man. Amen. Only in Christ are we good. But anyway, the Lord orders our steps. Be glad. Take each day and just understand that, you know, God's going to order your steps today. Understand? He's in control. God's in control, you see. Amen. And then also, wealth comes from the Lord. Let me just read you. He says in 1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. The Bible teaches us that God is the one that gives wealth. God's the one that allows wealth to be given. Amen. We don't need to go out and gamble for it. Amen. That's not a good testimony. It's not a good testimony to anybody. If you see buying lottery tickets, that's a bad testimony. Terrible. Someone see you do that, they say, oh, that person's a Christian. No, 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 no. I mean, you may be, but you're being disobedient. You understand? Amen. Stay out of Las Vegas, you folk. Amen. Amen. Did you know I was in Las Vegas once? I was. Yes, I was. Donna's sister lived there, and we decided to go to visit her sister years ago. She passed away a few years back. Oh, 50 years old, she passed away. She literally was working in a casino. I've been in a casino. I'm just going to tell you, I'm confessing today. I've been in a casino. We went in to see her. And I want to tell you the truth, in all seriousness. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Donna and I got out of there. I felt like I needed a bath. No, I really did. I felt so dirty. I told Donna when we drove out of Las Vegas, we did not fly out, we drove out. We drove out of Las Vegas. I said, honey, I feel like we need to go somewhere and take a spiritual bath. I just felt dirty. I'll tell you, that's a horrible place out there. Now, Linda got saved after that. Donna just kept sending her these little old pamphlets, you know, them tracts. She used to get so mad at Donna. She gets so mad at her, said, I wish she'd quit sending those silly little pamphlets. She told Donna one day, she said, I got mad at you, but she said, I decided one day I'm just going to go in and sit down and read the stupid thing. And she went in and sat down and read it, got saved, and come to Christ, and was so glad after that that she was saved, you see. But those places are filth, spiritual filth. You don't want to spend time in those places. Amen. And don't spend time in the lottery line either, okay? Because I want to pay my gas and I want to get out of there. Did you know God not only gives wealth, he subtracts it? I want to read to you something out of the book of Job. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know, if you look back on Job's life, and that's where that come from, out of the book of Job, you look back on Job's life, and you'll find out that Job not only was given much, much was taken away. Let me say something to you. Sometimes God takes away from us, and it's for our benefit. Back when he called me to preach, I had a 25-acre, we call it the farm, 25-acre farm. And God took it away from me. God took property away from me and Donna. Took it away. Could not have it. And here in 1996, he gave us back a place out north here. All of those years we went without that. That's because the Lord said to. I'm just trying to tell you, if he takes things away from you, it's not always disaster. God knows what he's doing. Amen? It's better for you. It's right. It's proper. So Job said that. Job said, the Lord gave and he take away. He has the right to do that because he's God. Amen. Don't all things work together for good to them who love God? Am I right on that? Is that still in the Bible? And even the giving and the taking away is good in the eyes of God. Anyway, gamblers, you ever hear the fact that these people who gamble, they want to call it a disease? Baloney. That's like homosexuality is a disease. Sodomites are a disease. Baloney. You see, one man said this. He said, you know, if that's a disease, this gambling is a disease, you reckon I could take my losses off of my medical tax sheet? I'm making fun, but listen, folks, this here gambling thing is something you all get a hold of, pass it down to your children, your grandchildren. Do everything you can to head them off from that. Okay? Then we've got the principle here of self-control. You know, God expects us to control our lives. And let me just, I don't have much time left here, but let me give you some scripture. He said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Did you know that God expects us to control our life with his help? You realize that, you know, because you go in somewhere where they sell lottery tickets, that you do not have to buy one? Now, I'm sure I'm talking to people who don't go in and buy them, but I'm just simply saying to you, you don't have to do that. You're to sell, you're to not do those things. God expects us to live right and do right. I've never bought a lottery ticket. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've never bought one in my whole life, and I thank God I never have. And with his grace and mercy, I never will. You understand what I'm saying? You see, we're to have self-control. God gives us things that we're supposed to do because he gives us the power within to do those things. We don't have to sin. I know everybody says, well, you're going to, brother. I know. But you know what? We do not have to. The Holy Spirit of God is in us to guide and direct our life, and he wants to help you and me to live the right kind of life. So I'm saying things like gambling and things like that ought to be very simple for the Christian life. Ought to be able to just say, you know what, I'm not ever going to do that. If I have, I won't ever do it again. And they're telling me it's time for me to quit. Father, thank you again today for your grace and your goodness. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you for loving us and meeting our needs. Now we pray, Father, for our preacher as he preaches in the next service. God bless him, fill him, and use him. In Jesus' name, amen.